baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft with another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to a really good season for the Giants. It's April 26th of 1989. The game is at St. Louis. It's the Cardinals and the Giants. In the pitching matchup, Kelly Downs for the Giants and Jose De Leon, a pretty good right-hander in his day, for the St. Louis Cardinals. So this is one where the Giants and the Cardinals match up. Chris, I'm going to give you the lineups here. As we talk about this one, Brett Butler leading off, Milt Thompson second, Will Clark third, Kevin Mitchell fourth, Ernest Riles at third, Terry Kennedy catching, Tracy Jones in right, Uribe at short, and Kelly Downs pitching for the Cardinals. Boy, this is a good team, too. Coleman, Smith, Pendleton, Guerrero, Milt Thompson, Bernanski, Oquendo, Pena, and De Leon. So that's the way this one starts. But Kevin Mitchell is going to be the focus of this one, and in a way that is one of the more unique games in baseball history.
A guy with kind of gold tooth, you know, very flamboyant on the field, swung big, you know, connected big whenever he would connect, and at times had a very glib personality. I had the privilege of covering him a little while in Cincinnati, and he was often a joy to be around. And when he was focused on the field, there were few hitters who could match his natural power.
Well, this game is Kevin Mitchell's game, but not for his hitting necessarily this game. Mitchell, of course, comes to the Giants July 5th of 1987 in a big trade from the San Diego Padres and really spurs the Giants on to getting into the playoffs in 87. Stayed with the Giants till 91, on to Seattle, and then eventually on to the Cincinnati Reds. Well, here's how this one goes. It's the Giants first, and Brett Butler, believe it or not, it's a home run. This started off, boy, he had so many infield singles and bunts, and here he knocks one out of the park. Robbie Thompson pops to Ozzie Smith. Will Clark flies to center, and Mitchell pops up to the catcher. Well, this is the bottom of the first, and this is where things sort of become unique in Giants history. Vince Coleman takes a call third strike, and Ozzie Smith hits a fly ball to left. Now, the ball is cutting away from Mitchell. It's going towards the left field line. Mitchell, pretty good left fielder, not maybe the greatest in the world, but he overruns the ball. And Chris, this is one that we've seen a million times on YouTube and everyone talks about it. Mitchell overruns the ball and then he reaches back with his bare hand and catches the fly ball off the bat of Ozzie Smith.
And that's sliced to left field, and it's another chance for Mitchell, and he makes a bare-handed catch!
In my entire life, I've never seen that happen.
Well, look at that. I have a feeling you're not alone.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you something. You you heard the pregame interview in which he said Willie Mays has been helping him with his outfielding. Willie Mays, the only other guy I know that's ever done that.
Got to be the play of the year.
That's Dwayne Kuiper. You were on the air with Hank Greenwald that night, and I heard your call with him.
I was. It was in St. Louis. Yeah. It was one of those hot nights in St. Louis. Kevin Mitchell is such an extraordinary athlete. Remember, he was a shortstop when he started out with the Mets. Kind of like Pablo, his appetite forced him to change positions. He got bigger, and then he played some third here, and then I remember Willie Mays working with him in Scottsdale in the outfield. But he was an extraordinary athlete. So there wasn't anything that he would do on the field that would literally surprise you. But catching one barehanded is something that did surprise us. I'm not sure Hank saw it right away, and I think I kind of jumped over on him, and I think I said, he caught it barehanded, and then Hank then responded, obviously. But it was very, very cool, because he was Kevin Mitchell, and that just added to his legacy.
Yeah, you were very much in the call, believe me, and it was great. Your voice is different. It's a young voice. You know, you didn't have that deep voice of calling him yet, so that was the beginning of your career.
That was not as much whiskey and cigars and good food.
Check it out on YouTube. It's one of the great catches in Giants history.
Yeah, Marty, it looks like he's trying to scratch his back with a back scratcher, or you know, maybe put on a backpack or something. You got to give Kevin his presence of mind to keep on tracking the ball could have given up on it. He was crossing into foul territory. He did what ballplayers properly do, you know, not necessarily assume it's going to be foul. I think it did reflect his, you know, athletic ability and instinct to be able to make this catch, as funny as it looked, and it cracked up a lot of people on the field.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point, Chris, the athleticism of Kevin Mitchell, because he was an infielder, played the outfield, and really played it respectably, and of course had the big season for the Giants in 1989. We'll go through the game in a second, but that 1989 season for Kevin Mitchell, it's an MVP season for him. 154 games, he's up 543 times, scores 100 runs, Chris, 34 doubles, 6 triples, 47 homers, and 125 RBIs. He's walked 32 times intentionally, ends up with 87 walks and 115 strikeouts, hits 291, gets on base 388, and slugs 635. So, as you said, this was not just a guy they put in the outfield. He could hit, and he could play as well. But let's get to the game itself. It's 1-0 Giants in the first, and these pitchers, De Leon and Downs, really match it up until the sixth inning. Vince Coleman, a bunt single. He could run. Smith takes a call, third strike. Terry Pendleton, a double to drive in a run and puts the Cardinals ahead 2-1 there. Guerrero strikes out. Thompson gets an intentional walk, and it backfires on Roger Craig as Bernanski gets a single to put the Cardinals up 3-1. Akendo then strikes out. So, Chris, at the sixth inning, the Cardinals now have a lead of 3-1. Now, the Giants threaten a little bit more in this game. In the Giants' eighth, Tracy Jones grounds out. Ed Jurak, remember him, J-U-R-A-K, pinch hits. Ground ball to short. Maldonado, a pinch hit single. Butler, a single. But Robbie Thompson flies out to right. It ends in the ninth. Jack Clark strikes out. Mitchell gets a walk. Spire goes out on a 6-4-3 double play against Ken Daly, the left-hander. They bring in to get Spire. And that is the end of the game. The Cardinals do win it 3-1.
Not every memorable Giants game has to be a W for San Francisco to be memorable. And with Kevin Mitchell doing what he did on defense, it just fit in the offensive year he had that season because he was incredible. Like so many great sluggers, you go into various and sundry ballparks and, you know, a lot of places you can say, okay, that's where Kevin Mitchell hit one. You know, he was that prodigious a hitter.
Well, it was a great year of 1989. This day ends. The Giants are 11-9. They're a half a game back of the Reds, and they're tied with the Dodgers and the Padres at that time, so it was early in the season. But 27,514 and a lot of people listening to the call on the radio, seeing it on TV, we'll never forget that one. So it really turns out to be a memorable game in Giants franchise history. 3-1 Cardinals on April 26, 1989, and maybe just sort of the epitome of the season, the things that went right for the Giants until the World Series that year. But they lose it 3-1, but they have a moment with Kevin Mitchell that, as Chris says, gave everyone sort of a lot of laughs and cheers in the clubhouse, and it was sort of what had happened in 1989. Chris, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.